New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is celebrated in the state, and he wins national support through what many call his quote-unquote Jersey attitude. He's called a take-no-prisoner leader who says what he means what he says. My next guest is here to discuss whether Christie is more like the magician who wants you to look over here so you don't see what he's really doing over there. This is the focus of a recent column at Media Matters, and here with the details is Eric Boulder. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
MediaMatters.org on the web. And, of course, we have a link over to our website as well. And this all ties into one of our greater modern-day mysteries. Exactly why did lanes of the George Washington Bridge out of Fort Lee decide to close? It sounds like this set up for a cheap political joke, but Fort Lee people weren't laughing when it happened.
No, only in Jersey would lane closures become a national possible political scandal. And we're going to learn more, I guess, January 9th. There's going to be another hearing, at least one of Christie's former key aides has been subpoenaed to testify. So it's interesting. The piece Media Matters did, we're a progressive sort of media watchdog group, and the piece we did at the end of the last year was looking at, you know, some of the media coverage of Christie over the years, and by all indication, he's going to run for president. And so it'll be interesting to see how the coverage unfolds. I think it would be safe to say he has been buried in an avalanche of positive coverage over the last couple of years. The D.C. pundits love Chris Christie. So it'll be interesting how that continues, and if there is a closer focus on him as a politician and a little bit less of the mythology, as you say, sort of the straight-shooting, tough-talking, you know, independent kind of politician. And of course, the bridge fiasco clearly represents the biggest sort of obstacle he has faced. The Christie administration to this day still doesn't have any answers, which is kind of unusual when a sort of, you know, political controversy or scandal unravels. Usually there's, you know, a pushback or a spin or an explanation, and they still really don't have one. So it'll be interesting to see how that story plays out and how and if it affects what I would suggest has been sort of the glorification of Chris Christie, particularly in the D.C. media.
Well, I mean, if you look at, again, he's a strong personality. There's no denying that. But when you look at the statistics of the state, state unemployment rate is still higher than the national rate.
Right.
Property taxes still the highest in the second highest in the nation. I think California outdoes us. And it's, you know, for everything that he promised to do going in, the changes have been subtle at best. Okay, you could say that maybe the education system has become a little more focused, and he did get some reform in teaching to the test, for example, springs to mind. But again, you know, people like him as a performer. My response to that is, well, you know, great. He's great in front of the camera. Guess what? So was Lassie.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, I think, you know, the D.C. press loves personality, and they certainly love personality over process. So from a media perspective, Chris Christie has that going for him. Big personality. And sort of an assumption the press won't really look at the details. I mean, how many of these fawning features, you know, between every glossy magazine to date so far, you know, all these features about, you know, first it was the YouTube stuff, and then it was, you know, it progressed to other things, and it was virtually almost no, maybe one paragraph in these 3,000-word articles. Oh, by the way, you know, New Jersey has a, you know, at any given time had, you know, a 9.6 unemployment rate or something like that. You know, Chris Christie appeared at the Republican National Convention, you know, in the summer of 2012, gave a primetime speech, you know, lecturing Obama about jobs, while at the time he was governor of the state with the 48th worst unemployment record in America. Only a press corps that's willing to overlook almost everything. Would he be able to sort of get away with that? So again, I think the press is thrilled that he's going to run. They want entertainment. They sort of got spoiled in 2008 with the Obama and Hillary Clinton drama that went on for months and months. And so they want another entertaining primary season, and they're pretty sure at least Christie will give that to him in some sense. But again, you know, the press isn't really supposed to cover politics for how entertaining it is for them. They're supposed to sort of cover politics because eventually these people govern, they govern the country.
I'm with Eric Bolden from Media Matters, MediaMatters.org, and the web. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. There's a lot of parallels between Chris Christie and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Politically and structurally, their campaigns were both run by the same guy, Mike Duhaime. And when Rudy was mayor of New York City, if you were one of the City Hall beat reporters, you did not raise the ire of Rudy Giuliani because then you were shut out from any stories regarding Rudy Giuliani, who was certainly post 9/11 was much sought after reading material and video and audio material. Is that the same case, do you think, with Chris Christie, that the media has to swallow their tongue because otherwise they're going to go hungry?
Well, I think that's a good point, and there's sort of two dynamics for Giuliani and Christie. How do they deal with the local press? And then Giuliani and Christie, how did they deal, or how were they covered by the national press? I think in both cases, you're right about Giuliani. I mean, he was sort of famously combative at his City Hall press conferences, very dismissive. I think there were definitely issues about with access for local reporters. I think Giuliani just sort of basically stiffed the local press, and he was able to sort of wallow in the adulation of the national press. In the end, you know, he ran for president, and it went nowhere very quickly. I think with Christie, I think the Jersey press is trying to do the best it can. I think there clearly is an intimidation factor. One of the most famous YouTube clips from, you know, what was it like 2010, 2011, was Christie, verbally undressing. I think it was a Star Ledger columnist. That went viral. You know, that's not fun when you're on the other end of it. But I think to their credit, I think they've done a pretty good job, and I think they're trying to stick with what is the story, how is he governing the state, what are the taxes, can he get anything, is he going to be able to get cooperation from the Democrats in the second term, and things like that. On the national level, again, as I've mentioned, I think the press has just been completely, mostly interested with creating this mythology around Christie, and he clearly speaks to them, which is a whole separate issue. I don't know. I'm not sure why he has sparked such a love affair with the D.C. pundit population, and what's behind that and what drives it. He's a very unlikely source for sort of a media love affair if you sort of look at him and how he comes across on TV. But they clearly, you know, Joe Scarborough is practically his, you know, his pro bono spokesperson.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, every morning on Morning Joe. I think the point is Giuliani and Christie have definitely benefited from a sort of a glorifying national press. I think the local press has a better idea of how they really function, and I think they have a tougher time with the access.
And just for you listening, Assemblyman John Wisniewski, who's leading the investigation, the George Washington Bridge lane closures, he has until January 14th, until the changing of the guard and all the committee reassignments go into place. So over the next not even a week, we'll maybe see a lot of things go hot and heavy with that. And maybe get an answer to how an ex-blogger and high school friend of Chris Christie becomes a director of the Port Authority of New Jersey, New York.
$150,000 a year job.
Incredible. That on top of when Christie first came into office, I think the salary was $10,000 more than what a member of the Assembly gets to be the official tweeter and Facebook keeper for Chris Christie.
And, you know, that was interesting with that appointment to the Port Authority. That job didn't exist. That job was created for Christie's high school buddy and Republican blogger. No transportation background whatsoever, et cetera. Yeah.
Well, he's done that before. He gave his chiropractor a seat on a prison parole committee. He gave one of his campaign drivers some seat. It escapes me right now what the job was. But
right. So what's going to be interesting is when he runs for president is clearly, you know, the Tea Party doesn't like him. You know, they see him as an accommodating mainstream liberal Republican. They clearly don't like him, and they're going to be shooting for him. Whoever he runs against is going to be shooting for him. Obviously, the DNC is already shooting for him. So all these sort of weird, shady, you know, maybe typical Jersey deals that were done and no one really paid attention to. All that stuff is going to be trotted out. And I don't think on the national stage it's going to look very good. I think most, you know, most local Jersey politics, if you put it on the national stage, doesn't look that great. That's true of almost any big city metro politics. If you really shine a light on it on the local level, it's not really civics 101. So I think, you know, I think Christie's going to have a problem with that. He's got lots of problems. I mean, we just had the snowstorm. You know, who can forget, you know, a couple of years ago when he went to Florida with his family when the blizzard was coming, and he refused to come back, and the National Guard had to dig out, what was it, Elizabeth was like paralyzed. So stories like that, they're going to come back. They're going to be commercials, and you know, there's going to be Oppo research, and I think for the first time, because the national press certainly hasn't done it, he's going to have to explain, you know, what he's been doing the last 4 or 5 years.
The article is Chris Christie and the Media's Rush to Find a New Brand of Politician. You can find that more at MediaMatters.org. And for MediaMatters.org, we're joined this morning by Eric Bullard. Eric, thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, anytime. Talk to you soon.